What's up, everybody? We're back. We missed you. It's time to double up. You are watching the AfterBuzz TV show for Bring It. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You know what? As I was just doing that move, I remember that, like, I think I wear this shirt on this show all the time.
Dude, I don't think so.
Hey, guys. Woo! I mean, you know what? Mr. Tori has this exact same shirt.
Does he really?
Yes, he's worn it in several episodes.
Wow. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. As you can see, Tamara's excited. She's happy to be here, as am I. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're doubling up tonight. I am one of your hosts. I'm Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. Tamara, where can they find you?
I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on Twitter, at Brown Tamara. You can find me on YouTube, at Hey Tamara.
Yes. Go, Tamara. Go, Tamara.
The thing that I learned from the dolls that I utilize, like, any opportunity when I'm out dancing, is the tongue. Like, I love, they go crazy. They look good when they do it, though. I look stupid.
This is so funny. Well, everybody, it is season 4. We're doing episode 10 and 11 tonight. So let's start it off with episode 10, Revenge of the Robot.
Woo!
Yes. Yep. Oh, the Robo Dolls.
Robo Dolls.
Revenge of the Robo Dolls. Yeah, this theme here was all about robots getting it in. Everybody is just doing the robot. So we open up with Star and Sky learning to drive.
Yep.
It's about that time for them to get their driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You think Selena already took them?
Probably, because she's probably one of those moms that, like, wants her girls to, like, have, you know, everything if they can, you know. She wants to be able to give her girls everything she can. So I bet they are going to have a car to share. And
yeah. No, she's probably one of those moms, like, hurry up and get your driver's license so you can take me wherever.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
If so, I'm going to go out tonight.
So she can sit in the back seat on the phone. Like, they're Uber drivers.
She has a drunken night. Hey, Star, Sky, one of y'all. Come on.
Pick up mom.
Y'all can ride together. Just be at the bar by 10. So. But we also see that, it's time for them to get them. That they don't know their north and south. The girls were kind of like, which way is north and which way is south?
Oh, right, right. She was telling them to, like, like, yeah, that sounded like Selena wasn't even sure.
Yeah.
Look at the sun, I think. I don't know.
I was like, you know, sometimes it's difficult. I give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, sometimes it might be a little hard.
Mm-hmm. It's sometimes hard. It's hard because whatever map you're using, because sometimes the map, like Google Maps, north is north. Like, but on some maps, like, it flips it around. So, like, whatever way you're traveling might not be, no, whatever. It doesn't make sense. Sorry.
And so, Coach D tells the girls that they will compete in a creative and a new category we saw, which was tag team.
Oh, yeah, the tag team. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing to do.
Yeah. For creative, they end up doing the robot theme challenge. The girls will find out that they also go against F3, Dancing Clover Leaves, and Prancing Tigerettes, which we've seen before.
Prancing Tigerettes from Memphis with Coach Quincy, the old sort of, I guess their nemesis, they're making them out to be this episode. Those girls are great. I like watching them. Mm-hmm. I like Quincy, but, you know, when they build up the drama, they sure build up the drama.
They sure do. Oh my gosh, they lay it on thick.
What? Whatever. We're not liking the Prancing Tigerettes this time, I guess.
Exactly. But I mean, Quincy is throwing shade left and right. He's very cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
Because last time he called her, Coach D a B-word.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So it was kind of like, oh, that's when Coach D was
You're
like,
you're going to
no,
go
you
there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. So ever since then, I mean, she had every right to just put him on the list. Don't even talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that last time when the girls faced the Prancing Tigerettes, they were disqualified. It was SummerSlam. everybody thought everything was cool. This was, you know, SummerSlam was one of the biggest ones here. It's like the WrestleMania of the dance. So everybody was, you know, really excited for it. And the girls, if you guys remember, were upstairs on the third floor, and they said that nobody could hear. Nobody can hear when they were calling their name. So when Jay Fever was calling their name three times, they weren't responding. Mm. You get disqualified.
Wow. And I guess nobody can run upstairs and grab them.
Exactly.
Nobody can. Tight rules.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what the parents were saying. They were like, well, why didn't she have a runner? Or,
yeah.
You know, we have cell phones nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody was on social media. So you're able to call like, hey. And they're just like, oh, we didn't think anything of it. Well, by the second call, if they don't show up, I would have made a phone call. But whatever, that's in the past.
So they disqualified Prince and Tigerettes. So they won SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah. So then why is Quincy the one that's mad? I know. You won. You're defending your well, it's not SummerSlam, but you're defending your title, sort of. So, yeah. And then, I love it any opportunity when Coach D dances with the team. We were saying one of the last episodes that we haven't gotten to see Coach D dance with them.
And they were just waiting on us.
Yeah.
They're waiting for us to say it, and we got to see it.
Yeah.
Which is great, because she let them know, like, me and Kayla will be dancing, but that does not mean you need to slack off. So, get in my line, Coach D. And, so let's move on to actually the practices. Coach D and Kayla, you know, they're in there. They're dancing with the girls. They're keeping up. They're doing it. I mean, Coach D definitely is keeping up. And I love how she's still able to pretty much critique the girls while she's dancing with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, okay, all right. I mean, yes, there's mirrors, but it's like she says she got eyes in the back of her head. What do you think she's going to do some more dancing with them?
I hope so. I always enjoy that. But I guess, like we've talked about, this season seems to be more about, like, grooming the girls for a career in dance outside of the, you know, outside of the dollhouse, like when they, you know, graduate high school and move on to other careers. So I think she's focusing more on that. As much as I love to see her dance with the girls and see her pull out those tricks, it's always fun to see that. But I think she's trying to do that less and less is what it seems like.
Yeah. And that's good. You know, just be the coach. Mm-hmm. Just give them tough love. Have them doing their thing. But,
so, if you love it, set it free.
Set it free. But we also see that the DDP president, Tina, was supposed to come with costumes. She was put in charge because Coach D is too busy running a whole empire to go out and get costumes.
She is running an empire.
She is an empire, built it from the ground up. But she said, Tina, you're the president. Go get me some robots. Why do I keep saying robo? I don't know why.
It's both. I think they, because they kept saying both.
Maybe.
I think you're fine.
Okay. They go out and get robot costumes, and Tina brings back, like, the ugliest costumes.
Yeah, like big clunky, looked like astronaut suits or something.
Yes! I'm like, girl! How are they can't dance. They can't see in the costumes.
Now, why is Tina, remind me why she's the president, because she seems to... She seems to flub up a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
I guess it's just one of those for entertainment purposes.
Maybe, or, you know, maybe because she's one who's been there the longest.
Yeah.
So
I think,
like,
Mimi,
you know,
would do... I think Mimi would do a great job.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she should
maybe
be
Maybe she just didn't want it.
Maybe. Or she's just co, or she's like, I'm the vice president. Like,
yeah.
Come to me if Tina is not there, or I'm the secretary.
Who knows?
I don't know. But these costumes were just horrible. I mean, it's like she got the one size fits all.
Yeah.
So these little petite girls and this big man's costume, like, and they can't see.
It ain't cute, Tina.
It ain't cute. Tripping all over the place. So we see that, so for the tag teams, we figure out that if the doubles don't make it, then it's over. So pretty much if, because it was Cameron and Christiana in the tag team.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't make it on as a tag team, then the next person can't go on as a solo? if that's... Oh, yes. If they don't make it, then the judges pick one from that team to do a solo dance.
Oh, okay.
In the tag team match.
Complicated rules. Right? We can't keep up with this.
Exactly. So...
I guess it was... Yeah. Yeah. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were saying that...
Because the judges picked... After they tag teamed...
Right.
Then the judges chose which girl... They liked better out of the two.
Out of the two that won. Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's a little complicated, but I guess they got it. So, Christiana and Cameron were chosen to be in the tag team,
mm-hmm.
which was a great pick.
No surprise there.
Yeah. I mean, heavy hitters. Definitely.
In fact, in my head, I called it before she said it. Like, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. But why not, somebody else? I mean, those are the heavy hitters, but still.
We'll talk about that in the next episode, because there's a lot. Misty goes with her, her murderer's row more so than ever. She doesn't really try out. She doesn't give a lot of the newbies a chance. But we can talk about that in the next episode, because it's more applicable in that one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You are definitely right. So, I want to get back to the DDPs here about Tori goes in to actually talk to the DDPs and talks to Tina and says, if you need professional help, you're supposed to ask him. Meaning that there was a moment where she needed, it was a moment where, I can't remember here.
Wasn't he talking about the girls though? If they needed extra help?
Oh, yes. Because Kayla wanted to help Christiana and Cameron practice so they would feel more comfortable. But Tori was like, if you actually really need some help, professionally, you can come and see me, which was a low blow.
Yeah.
And of course, Tina wasn't having that.
Yes. He is uphill.
He really is. He really is. This episode to me, it was kind of like, okay, don't the episodes kind of seem like they're getting like... I don't know, seeing more of the practices, which I love, but sometimes it's like, oh, I need a little bit more of that pizzazz type of thing.
We're seeing more of the dancing, which we love.
Love.
But I don't need to see, personally, I don't need so much conflict. Like, it's just about enjoying the dance and coming up with creative ways to, utilize the different girls and different creative styles and different, I don't know what you call the, the three-man call-out round. That's new. Awesome. I love to see every episode, introduce a new type of competition in each of the competitions, That's the stuff that I like.
Right.
Any of the conflicts, any of the, team against team or parent kind of Miss D conflict, any of that, I'm just not invested in that. That's just me.
I feel you. I like a little bit of a little shade, though.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind it. A little conflict here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me entertained.
Okay.
So let's move on to competition day, where we see Quincy sneak up on Coach D and sneak up on Coach D to talk trash, pretty much. Just talk crazy out of his mouth. They said, let's just keep it about the dance. Mm-hmm. Coach D's not really here for it. Nobody really wants to talk about it. It's all about the dance, which I was like, okay, Coach D, she stepped away.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have saw that coming.
She's always, she's pretty classy when it comes to when anyone, she can tell when somebody's just trying to get a rise out of her, and she'll just, just be like, I'm not getting into it with you. I wish we saw more of, this was Quincy's episode. We didn't even seek the coaches from F3 Entertainment or the Dancing Cloverleafs, and these are new teams that we're being introduced to. The Dancing Cloverleafs were from Tunica, Mississippi. We just didn't you could tell us where they're from, a little bit of the coach. Let's see. I don't know. It's just interesting to me, why introduce the other teams at all if you're not gonna
Exactly.
Tell us about them or anything that. They're just there for the sake of having another team in colors dancing. I don't know. Yeah, this was definitely, all Quincy's episode, so. That's fine.
I mean, he's the big rival this season. He's the one who's all eyes are on him and Coach D and them fighting back and forth. So
yeah. And now, so for the creatives, mm-hmm. And these are always really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's always fun to see, like, what the teams decide to do.
Yeah.
These, I don't know about you, I thought these were kind of confusing.
A little bit.
Because the, you know, so the Dancing Cloverleafs went first, and they're the ones that did the, like, world.
Right, around the world.
Around the world styles. Mm-hmm. That was cool. I was cool with that. That was mm-hmm. really fun to watch. But then, what was the theme of F3? They were kind of in, like, white T-shirts with, like, neon kind of graffiti.
Yeah.
I didn't get
what I got from it was just, like, a regular hip-hop theme.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Was it just supposed to be, like, was it supposed to be, like, early 90s was the theme? Or was it just hip-hop in general? And then, like, it was showing a couple of them. They all had glasses on. And I was like, is it a coincidence that they all have glasses? Or is that part of... Are they like hip hop nerds? Like I didn't know if that was part. I don't know. I was confused on what their theme was.
Yeah, I don't.
I wasn't sure what they were going for.
I don't know either. I just got regular hip hop from them.
Sometimes it seems like when they do a creative, when that's part of the competition rules, mm-hmm. it's kind of take it or leave it. It's like some teams really go deep into whatever their theme's going to be,
right?
And then some teams are just like, nah, we're going to dance. We're just going to dance, and like you know. Mm-hmm. We'll throw on an accessory, but that's it.
You're right.
So, and that's cool. Like, you know, maybe that's, you don't care so much about the silliness. So you just want to straight up just show them with your dance.
Maybe.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm. And then we have the Tigerettes who did a Beyonce theme.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was really cool to see.
They had that change of outfits and everything.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
That was a really great theme. Mm. That must have been, I bet those girls loved that.
Yeah.
They must have been so into that.
They probably did.
Yeah. Mm. And getting to choose, like, who got which era of Beyonce costume.
I know.
The long sleeve, the white leotard and the, yeah.
That looked like fun.
It was fun, yeah. They looked cute. And then, you know, and then the dolls. I loved the dolls' costumes, the robots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought they were great. It reminded me a lot of, like, 80s Janet Jackson.
Ooh.
I don't know what it was about it. It was something about the style and the red and then even what Misty and Kayla were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It was something very Rhythm Nation to me about the way they all came out and just the style and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really good. I loved that they were like fitted robot costumes. Like they were cute. They mm-hmm. were modern. They were like really nice and put together.
Yeah, I don't know what Quincy was talking about when he was like, Miss D looked ridiculous. She made a fool of herself or whatever. I was like, no, that looked great. I thought it was...
Yeah, she did a good job. She looked cute.
Yeah, definitely.
She's out there hanging with them. So, I mean, all the girls did great. I thought the dolls did wonderful, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this really played into a great role of them having such a big team. You know, I love big teams for creative only.
I like big teams and I cannot lie.
And so we move on to the tag team match. Well, first up is F3 Entertainment versus the Tigerettes. So they kind of just wanted to get them, you know, out of the way. Tigerettes, pretty much. Both teams, to me, did really great. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
The judges, of course, they loved Tigerettes, which, you know, they were a better team. Because
mm-hmm.
clearly they were. No disrespect to F3, mm-hmm. but they were.
Well, F3 is a new team, so
that's
fair. You know, like, mm-hmm. they'll get there. They're mm-hmm. they're great for being a new team.
Yeah, they are. Definitely really good. And, so then they pick out the solo dancer, Tootsie.
Yeah, and I guess apparently she's known. She's like one of the best majorette dancers in
yeah.
the South. So
I said, go ahead,
good for
Tootsie.
Her, yeah.
Yeah. That's good for her.
On the Prancing Tigerettes, yeah. Good for her. And so, yeah, and then the Dancing Cloverleafs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so I keep wanting to call them like the Dancing Cloverfields. That's not right. Cloverleafs.
Cloverleafs versus the Dolls on that one for round two. And, of course, can't go against the heavy hitters. Like Cameron and Christiana always bring it. Mm-hmm. So hip, hip, hooray for them winning.
Yeah.
They won that. And they choose Christiana out of the two.
Yeah. That was a surprise, huh?
Yeah. Because usually we always see Cameron.
Always.
And then for them to shake it up, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's about time, Christiana. Let's do this.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Because she's, you know, they were a little nervous because she's froze in the past. But, right. Yeah. So Christiana against Tootsie.
Ooh.
I think everybody thought that Tootsie was going to win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody was backing her.
Tootsie did great.
Mm-hmm.
She is a great, like, little girl. She's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
That girl can dance like it's nothing, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, go ahead to you. But Christiana, she put on a wonderful show. Like, it looked really great.
She was just throwing trick mm-hmm. after trick after trick. And then just the energy, just like the... You know, this,
right.
like, the whole time just attacking it. And
right.
I think everybody was like, that was the hardest we've ever seen Christiana dance. We've never seen her dance like that before. And Miss D comes up, you know, when she's done and, you know, throws her arms around her and everything mm-hmm. like that. Like, that was I think Christiana turned over a new leaf there with that
yes.
dance. Like, we saw, like, her just... She broke through her shell. It was just shell shattered all over that gymnasium.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, she was getting it. I even went back on Instagram. I went on Rent Eats page and uh-huh. I was like watching a little bit of it, and she was still like, she was getting it.
Yeah.
Christiana was doing great. She does wonderful. When she's pressured and she's backed into like that corner, she comes out swinging.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Christiana. You did great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for the award ceremony, and we see that the Prancing Tigerettes win creative,
mm-hmm.
which I was like, okay.
Well, you know, when you watch the dolls, even though I liked their theme better, just because I think even though those Beyonce costumes were hot, but I just loved the robot costumes, like the what they were mm-hmm. wearing, and just that many, you know, a team that big and everybody's in red. I just thought it looked really great.
Right.
I saw a lot of mistakes in the dance. Like, they weren't as in sync as they usually are.
Yeah.
They weren't as together, so I totally get why the Prancing Tigerettes won creative.
Yeah, that's the curse about the big team. When one, two people off, throws everybody off.
Yeah.
You're off by 10 seconds, we can tell. You're off by 2 seconds, we still can tell.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch it. So they win the creative dance, and then we see that the dolls won for tag team.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, Christiana just killed that.
Yeah.
She murdered that room. There was nobody left alive in that room. She killed it. So, yeah, good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. They swept that tag out round.
They sure did. I was like, wow. So both girls, Cameron and Christiana, got a trophy, and then Christiana got one for the solo challenge.
Nice.
She won that. And the dolls came in second for creative, so, you know, I guess it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still liked it. It was still great. Great little episode. So let's move on now to episode 11, Cookie Bites Back.
Woo! I loved this one because I love
it.
Tyrus.
I know. I love Tyrus. Him and all of this. Just pizzazz.
Yes.
Just
and his beautiful
energy.
Eye makeup.
I
know he's a makeup artist. I wish he could do... I wish we could have Tyrus in the studio here and do my eye makeup.
He always brings it. So we open up with Coach D not being there, not in the studio. And we learn that Coach D and Tyrus, who was from the Elite Stars of Nashville, have switched teams.
Mm-hmm.
They switched coaching teams for the week. And at the end of the week, they're going to do like a scrimmage pretty much where we're going to see who's the best team.
Yeah.
Who's the best coach. They met up earlier and said, let's make a bet. If we switch teams and my team wins,
mm-hmm.
we get bragging rights. If your team wins, you get bragging rights.
See, this is the kind of competition that I'm into. Like, this
mm-hmm.
is just totally, you can tell, it's just a sense of all in pure fun.
Right.
It was just for fun. You know, it was only these two teams. They weren't going up against, so it wasn't just like, we're going to kill you. No, we're going to win. You guys are going down. It's
mm-hmm.
like, I know they don't mean that. Like, this is just for this kind of... you know, without any of that sort of made-up trash talking,
right.
is how I see it. This was just pure fun. Like, this is what I enjoy seeing, are these kinds of these kinds of things. And yeah, it was just so fun because Tyrus just made it so fun.
Yeah, it was definitely, he made it just ridiculously fun.
Did you notice though when Tori, what did Tori say? He said something like, Tyrus introduced himself, and then Tori's just like, well, I hope I can, said something like, I just hope I can do a good job, you know, assisting you or something like that. And I was like, that was the first little bit of humility we've seen from Tori. Like, he's always just so, you know, egotistical with everything that he says. That was the first little bit of sort of vulnerability, I guess, we saw from him. So it was like, oh, does the flashiness of Tyrus sort of subdue Tori a little bit? Maybe he takes a, that makes him take a back seat. Kayla should take a lesson from Tyrus because of that, you know?
Like, these are Tori's weaknesses. Like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
To bring him down. So I love that the coaches switched teams and that they will now, that both girls will compete in a field category and a call out round. So 3 versus 3. Tyrus tells the girls that none of the stand battle girls are competing.
Love that too.
I love that.
That's another reason I love this episode is because, yeah, same thing. So, like, it's time. He said, in competition, every time we go up against the dolls, I see the same girls. I always see the same girls, and they're great, but I always see the same girls. He said, I want to see the girls that aren't always out there on the floor doing stands. Right. So I was like, yes, that's what I want to see too. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see the girls that don't normally get a lot of attention. And you know, they need the experience too.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Because
it's only going to be, you know, 2 more years, and then they're going to have to step up. So... it's about time. It's now or never, you know?
Yeah.
They keep saying, like, oh, you know, the moms are like, they're not experienced. They're not experienced. And it's like, but how are they supposed to get experienced if you're not going to give them a chance?
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. You got to let these girls dance if you want that experience. I mean, I love how this season so far, we've seen her do a little bit of that. She puts the girls in just a sprinkle here, here and there. So she's kind of like, okay, let me just sprinkle y'all in.
Yeah.
So I like that, but... we do need to see more of these girls.
Yeah.
More than new girls. I didn't even know they were there. So, look at that. but we see, of course, the DDPs aren't happy for it. They're not feeling Tyrus. They like Tyrus, but they're not feeling his decisions.
Mm-hmm.
How none of the girls are gonna dance. And, of course, with Dana, she was like, you pulled all the way to the bottom of the barrel just to find these girls. And she was like, no disrespect to the other moms, you know, other kids, but come on.
Yeah.
You got to put one heavy hitter in there.
I loved his choreography, though. I loved that, like, walk in, lean back, flip down. Like, that looked... I was like, ooh, where can I use that? yeah, he's... and it was so cool to see... you know, we got to see a little bit of the moms from the Elite Stars. You know, we never see moms or girls being highlighted from the other teams.
Right.
Really. So that was fun. And,
I love those Elite Star moms, though.
Yeah.
They were funny.
There's, Jamie was the mom of the Captain Jada on the Elite Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tika was the mom of that adorable, Amaria.
Hmm.
Yeah, the little one. Oh, she had so much attitude.
She had so much attitude.
You know what? Okay, if there's anybody from the show watching us right now, if I have any power of suggestion through this entire few seasons I've been on this Bring It panel, here's one thing that I would request. I want to see Amaria and Mr. Tori face off, because the two of them, I think, have the highest amount of attitude. Like, yes. the two of them are equals in how much shade they throw and, you know, how big they talk and, you know, how they hold themselves.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Can we see Amaria and Mr. Tori something just
could you imagine
this little girl and this adult just going yes
I know. Those, the elites were, the sass is just through the roof. You could see it's probably an all sass thing in practice. Everybody has a little attitude. Mm-hmm. We even saw that when Coach D was coaching the elite stars of Nashville, that she had to put one of the girls down because the assistant coach of that team was like, you're probably going to have to bench her. Talk about the little girl, because Coach D said, I want you to do 50 jumping jacks. Then she said, now you have to do 75 because everybody's doing the wrong foot. Mm-hmm. And then the other girl wasn't even jumping jacks. She was just jumping.
So she told her to go sit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably not. They're probably not used to that level of discipline, because the same way Tyrus let the dolls go at 9 o'clock, and mm-hmm. Kayla's like, oh, they usually go till 10, and he's like being lax with them. Like, they're probably not, the elite stars are probably not used to Miss D's level of discipline.
Right. Yeah, and you could tell those
keep
girls.
Keep those girls in check, mm-hmm. Miss D.
You could tell those girls were just like, we're not filming it.
Yeah.
Even the moms were like, who does she think she
exactly.
is?
Exactly.
You know, coming up in here, we said, well, one of the moms was like, we went through traffic, rush hour traffic to get here, and you're just going to sit my baby down? Uh-huh. Like, she needs to dance. So they were out there. Coach D told the girls that they're also going to learn cleanliness. They're going to learn some of the choreography, and they're definitely going to learn stamina. So her working with these girls on all three of those subjects, it was pretty good.
And that stuff all probably comes just because of the fact that Miss D works the girls hard, like, meaning practices are longer, mm-hmm. they don't get as many breaks, they have to do it over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's making them cleaner. It's not that Tyrus can't have a team that dances clean. It's just that he's just like, it's the discipline thing. Like, he doesn't mm-hmm. make them do it 40 million times.
That's true. And I mean, you gotta learn, you have to have your stamina in dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I used to dance, I was like tired, but then eventually I was like, oh, hold up, I got this, you know what I mean?
And then that one song would come on and you're like, whoa, second wind.
Yeah,
I love it when that happens.
Yes. You gotta learn your breathing.
Do you ever go out dancing now?
Of course.
Yes.
I have to.
So how's your stamina?
You know, it's a little it's a little weak.
Yeah.
But trust me, I can give you a good three songs. Back to back to back.
Yeah. What is the song? Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot. What's the song that, so like, you're tired and you're ready, you're like, I just need to go sit down and get another drink or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this song comes on and you're like, I'm back. What is it? What song is that?
Of course, it has to be Juvenile, Back That Butt Up.
Really?
Everybody, yes. Literally, as soon as you just hit, don't, what? You'd be ready. And as soon as he says, take another foot on 9-9 and 2000, it's a wrap. That's a wrap. That gets me right on the floor.
Yes.
What about
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh. Better not.
Uh-uh.
No. I just turn it off.
It's like his kryptonite.
I can't. Turn it off. Ow. Ow. I'm not gonna do this with y'all. I'm not.
Yes. It's Howard's kryptonite. Yes.
I'm not gonna do this with you guys. I was just like, no. As soon as you hear just a dump, I'm like, dang, I could be anywhere. The bathroom, anywhere. Oh, I can't believe y'all.
Yes.
What about
that
you?
Was amazing.
What's your song?
Oh, there's a lot. So this is that's hard. Like, oh, what would it be? What would it be? Let me think about it for a minute. I'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you. So we see that back with Tyrus in his practices, that he chooses three girls that nobody really knows. Nobody's even kind of sort of seen. I haven't seen these girls all
yes.
season. To do the 3-on-3 round. He picks Mackenzie, O'Shea, and Haley.
And that Mackenzie, how fun was that to see her go up in Tyrus's face like that?
Yes.
And everybody's screaming, Mackenzie! Yes. That Mackenzie. Is why we need to see those, you know, back row girls get their chance. Because
yes.
they're so much fun when they, you know, get the opportunity to shine.
Mm-hmm.
That was so great to see McKenzie like that.
I was happy to see them, too.
And I've heard, you know, we always hear, I hear O'Shea, but we don't really get to see her.
Right.
And Hallie. Yeah, so I was, that was fun to see those girls. And, oh, yeah, what did they keep calling Tyrus? Or he called himself,
Boo Boo Kitty.
Boo Boo Kitty.
Mr. Boo Boo Kitty, yeah.
He's got a million nicknames. He's got a million nicknames for himself and everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody around. We should. They should have one of those. Here's what the Bring It website should do: have one of those name generators. Like, you put. You guys comment what you think your Tyrus. What would Tyrus nickname you?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. <That's> Boo Boo Cookie. It would be like, you know. You know, Cookie Meow, some, I don't know, like Tyrus has those, he's just great with the nicknames, so they should do one of those like name generators. What would Tyrus Sellers name you?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, they should do that. They can, you can have that idea.
Now, get your 10%, Tamara. Give Tamara
that's right.
10%.
That's right.
She owns that. So, yeah, so we see that he wants to get the three girls out the way. Each girl did great. They're having a fun time in practice. But when it gets down to the first or the last day before a competition, he wants to get serious.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all the parents are like, okay, you see competition is around the corner and now you want to get serious. So he decides to have these three girls go up again and do full out. And two of the girls, which was Mackenzie and I think Haley, they froze. In practice.
See, and that's why, that's what happens. It's not that these girls aren't as good dancers. It's that they just don't get the opportunity to, so like, this was their first time dancing a solo in front of, you know, even just the girls that they dance with every day. But still, like, yeah, I mean, that sucks that they froze, but I can understand why they did.
Right. Because they were just nervous.
Yeah.
And Tyrus is like, what is it? Like, what's going on? Why did you just stop? Like, in practice, you gave me a good six count and... That was it.
Like, and he's so sweet about it, too. Yeah. Like, I feel like Miss D would be, you know, screaming at them, like, you can't do that at a competition. What if this was a competition, you know? Which will toughen you up faster, too, I guess. Right. But I loved how sweet Tyrus was about it.
I know. But I felt bad for the girl, so he had to end up kicking those two out. And, you know, auditioning two other girls.
Yeah. Lanaya. Oh, well, he auditioned Lanaya, Angela, and Star.
And then he ends up just going with, was it Angela and Lanaya?
Uh-huh. And then O'Shea from the original three got to stay. Mm-hmm. So those are our girls. And that's a fun, that's a group. That's
yeah,
a group.
That's
I a like seeing Lanaya. We don't get to see her much. So I thought of my song.
Oh, what
it's,
is it?
It's an old one. But it's like, I don't know if you've ever gone to, what's it called at the Echoplex on a Saturday night? They do Funky Soul.
No.
And so they play a lot of like old, you know, like 60s Shotgun. That'll always get me back on the floor. That one will always get me like in a second. I love that song. I'll be singing along with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that one's mine.
That's the one I was like,
Tamara,
wait.
You guys, any of you watching out there probably don't even know the old classics. That is a classic. But
that's the one that says, wait, Tamara, come back.
Exactly. I'm don't like putting out. On my jacket, grabbing my stuff, and then it goes, I'm like, hold on. Taking everything off again.
Isn't that crazy how songs can do that to you?
Yes.
It could be the whole, and I love how songs bring back memories.
Yes.
Like, you will know where you were when you heard one of your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that. So, let's move on to competition day, where they finally make it, well, the dolls go to Nashville, in Tyrus's hometown, or his home state there. The girls enter, the dolls enter into a vault. It looks like it's kind of...
Oh, yeah, it was like a bank.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool that they found that for the competition. That's fun. Yeah. That's really great.
I was like, wow, where did they find this
place? Yeah, because they usually just do like a community center or a high school gym, but to find, that was a great venue.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun. So we see that Brittany shows up in a clown makeup just because she thought they would play like clowns. We see that the dolls are first up for the creative. Oh no, it was the when they did the field. It was the dolls first.
Oh yeah. What were the two? The styles were. Oh yeah, field show and then the three man callouts.
And they up there, they're kicking butt. Of course, the stars look better. Of course. And then we go into the call out round where it's the dolls versus the stars. And each round, it was back to back.
Yeah, heavy. This was a tight competition. Mm-hmm. So the first round was Amaria, the little Amaria, and then O'Shea, who O'Shea on the dolls team is little. She's usually this little one, but compared to Amaria, she was like, oh, I loved it. In the Elite Star Studio when Miss D's telling Amaria, like, look her up from her feet to the top of her head. Yeah. Like, are you afraid? She's like, nope. Yeah.
And she sure wasn't. And then for round two that we see, for round one, the dolls won the first round. Mm-hmm. And then round two, it was Jada versus Lanaya. Yeah. And both girls, of course, killed it.
Yeah, but... and that Jada, it's that Jada that's the captain, that second round. So Jada is the captain of the Elite Stars versus Lanaya. Mm-hmm. And then, so Jada won that one.
Jada won. So hip, hip, hooray. So now it's tied up. 1-1. Mm-hmm. And then we
see...
And
then the third one was the other Jada on the Elite Stars.
Versus Angela. For the final round. And Angela, of course, came out swinging. She's a great solo performer. Mm-hmm. Brandon was happy, which I would be too. My niece is killing
it. She's going to be the next, like, I feel like next season we're going to see a lot more. Like, the way, when Faith, the first season that Faith was introduced, and now, like, Faith is one of the main ones. I feel like that's going to happen for Angela.
I think so, too. She's very talented. Yeah. And so now it's time for the winners of each category. And we see Elite Star. They won both categories, Field and the call-out round.
Yeah.
So
good for them.
Yeah.
And everybody was, like, happy, too, because it was, like, this kind of competition, there's no real loser. So, like, yeah, it was just really great to watch. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed this episode a lot. This might have been my favorite episode of the season so
far.
Mine,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just shows you, like, Coach D's a really good coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she really, and just that week she kicked the girls.
Because it's not just talent in choreography. It's you have to have a combination of talent, which Miss D has, but also just being strict.
Right.
So it's that what makes her so, you know, that's what makes the girls so good.
I love this episode. It was great.
Yeah, this is a
love
good
both
one.
Both of them. Yep. And I love you guys even more out there. Thank you for tuning in week to week. Shout out the show. Thank you for all the comments you guys leave and hitting us up on Instagram and Facebook. I actually had a message. I wonder if I can pull it up real quick before we go.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Tamara, where can we find you?
In the meantime, find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue, or you can find me on Twitter at @BrownTamara.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. And a quick shout-out to, I think it's Bri Craig. It's Bri Craig. Oh. For hitting me up on Instagram, telling us how much she loves the show.
Oh,
so
hey,
Bri. Shout-out to you.
Yeah.
And, of course, shout-out to everybody else who comments below. If you're new to AfterBuzz, welcome. If you're new to the show, welcome. Tune in. I also do a Keeping Up with the Kardashians show on Sundays. Tamara, do you do another?
Yeah, but there's not many episodes left. But I would like for the people to watch to comment either what's your favorite song that pulls you out onto the dance floor? And also, what's your Mr. Tory? What would Mr. Tory nickname you? I want to know that from people.
Let us know.
Yeah.
As always, use hashtag ABTV Bring It for us to see your tweets. And we will see you guys next week.
Yay. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.